Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 71 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 68 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 67 degrees. Good morning. 100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 67 degrees. Good morning. 0 400 hours. Clear. 62 degrees. Good morning. 0 500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 6 degrees. Good morning. 0 600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 63 degrees. TOTDIS. TOTDIS. UHF hub connected to Flynn 600. Good morning. 0 700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 68 degrees.
All right, WFS help test. WFSM on Holly test 23. Hey, Sean, you're dead keen.
Good morning, 0800 hours. Sunny, 70 degrees.
Right on, get off your hangover. Hey, Sean. Yeah. Yeah. Is your call sign registered on the D-Star Gateway for D-Plus?
I know it's registered. I don't know the difference between D-Plus and where I'm checking. Is there something I'm missing?
Well, usually the D-Plus reflectors follow the actual main D-Star network. So you would have had to have somebody with an actual ICOM registration server, I guess, registered. Make sure your call sign got into the trust server.
Is there a way I can check?
I want to say there's a link to an ICOM D-Star users or that D-Star user site, but I can't remember. It kind of sounds like your call sign's not in D-Plus. That's why you're not able to transmit.
That registration checker, he should be in there. He's got the space and the Z.
Did it show it what server it was going towards, though?
It would just be that D-Star checker that he put the screenshot of it in Slack the other day.
I got new problems. Based on what Lance told me, I tried the PiStar node instead of the OpenSpot. With the OpenSpot, I'm able to talk on Reflector 1, Reflector 24, Reflector 30, all of them but 89. I wrote to Dell. Dell wrote me back and said it's something to do with the software. You can look into it when he gets back from vacation, but it's not a ban or anything like that. It's just He said sometimes it doesn't automatically update the calls, so he's got to go in and figure it out. And so the 89 problem I figured out. My open spot's working, but now the Pi Star doesn't seem to be working anywhere. So it's definitely got to be sent on my end.
I thought you were still having trouble connecting to any reflector. Yeah, all right. Well, yeah, that's exactly. Their 89's probably not getting the proper trust update for some reason, and that's what he's got to go in and do.
Yeah, he said when he gets back from vacation, he'll look at it, but he's been having trouble with it. He's talking about trying to reloading the reflector software or something, so... Whatever, I don't understand it all. But now I'm just trying to figure out, because Lance assured me that the Pi Star Dash implementation is much better. And I can't get that to work at all.
Isn't there something new besides Pi Star? I thought all the old people only ran Pi Star.
That means I got to go pull the SD card out of my little Pi, and I got to format it for that new one, and ay, who's got time for that, especially when they're hungover?
Would you like some pork? Are you using the DR mode for your Pi Star, or are you trying to do manual again?
No, DR mode, and it's working. I'm looking at my dashboard here. It shows that I just, you know, keyed up, and target reflector 030C, and you know, it looks all good. But if I go down to the lower left, it says D-Star Network, APRS, IRC, and then it says not linked. Is that a bad thing?
If you got the... You got reds on your dashboard, then that means you're not connected into it, right?
Oh, well, I just started monkeying with it. I'm going to, let's see here. I'm going to take a look at it. Remote password. What password is it looking for?
But if you have an open spot, why would we want to use anything else? I did find my open spot when we were cleaning last weekend, so I got to get mine hooked back up.
Because Lance said it was better.
And you trusted him? He works for, you know, Chrysler. Come on now.
And when I put the Pi Star in the DR list, in the DV repeater list, it broke the open spot entry. Man, Lance, you're killing me here.
That sounds like a user error.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
You trying to use the same frequency for both?
Nope.
I don't know, that sounds like user error, though.
That never happens out here.
It very well could be. The problem is there's no path to figure out why. I literally just created an entry in the DV repeater list. I copied and pasted, and that seemed to break it because it was a duplicate, I'm guessing. But then when I went and changed the line, you know, I can't unbreak it, so I don't know what's going on.
What's broken about it?
In the repeater call sign list, it says W8FU space space B, and there's a little yellow caution. And when I go to upload it, it says, you know, there are errors. Do you wish to continue? And I do, and it uploads everything but that line.
I wonder if you got an extra space somewhere in there. Maybe try clearing out the box entirely and typing it in again.
Seems to be if I put W8FUB in that repeater call sign, because there's another one at the same location, different frequency, already on B. Is is something to do with that? Do I got to change it?
I really don't think it would be, like, because, I mean, there's only so many frequencies, so there's got to be overlap, so that doesn't make sense. But, yeah. Try clearing it out, or maybe delete the line and redo it if it, that doesn't work.
And Sean, it shows on the DC Plus dashboard that you're connected. WAFU, space D, listening, hotspot, NHCP.
Doing the, yeah, I'm just trying to get the, well, that one seems to be working, but it's not. Because I don't hear anything and nobody hears me. So, like, I mean, pick a reflector, any reflector, you know. If I, right now I'm on, what, reflector link to 30. 30 is, like, crazy busy. And I key up, I see my little hotspot there, key up, it says reflector 30. I hear it come back to me. It's been dead. So this is interesting. Lance, when I deleted the line entirely and I started to create it again, and as I you know, I called it Warren Open Spot. Subname Michigan, repeater call sign. As soon as I put the repeater call sign in there, boom, it breaks the other entry.
That is strange, because I would think that somebody could have more than one repeater. Maybe try doing it. Sorry, I'm thinking, I don't know, that's strange.
Not under the same call sign, you can't.
You can't have two repeaters with the same call sign?
Not on Superstar. That's why we didn't do it 15, 20 years ago, or whatever it was.
So what does somebody do that has two hotspots?
Well, they're all the same call sign.
There's nothing actually limiting you.
You can only have one.
B or C or whatever.
Or it breaks the other ones.
Well, you can do B, C, D, what is it? Yeah, whatever the letters are.
Ah, so I could do, let's say, it's B. What one be a good one for a second hotspot?
C, why not?
Yeah, those letters are more of a guideline.
Yeah, they used to mean.
Well, I mean, I know it sounds like a silly question, you know, C comes after B,
oh,
but,
maybe I got that backwards.
You know,
I don't remember.
The letters really mean something. You know, they really mean something. You know, these letters,
but
some of
yeah.
them have
you
B is always UHF,
like,
and then C I thought was VHF.
You can't have
so it's like,
their repeaters with the same call.
It doesn't matter.
I
don't know.
So, like, if we were to do it here at C, then we'd have to get 15 different club call signs for every damn site.
All right, you guys doubled, but yeah, the letters do mean something, but it's just a guideline. It's what bands they are, but yeah, it's just a guideline. There's nothing limiting you to it.
Well, I'm at 188, it says, so I was shooting for 205. I might be, I'm probably going to be bullness in another hour or so if it keeps this track up. Another hour, so it'd be, what, 9, this will be 10 o'clock, be pulling it just after 10:30, letting it rest for an hour, so 11:30 noon, could be having sandwiches by noon.
You're probably in the slump, actually.
You think, at 180?
It's been a while since I've done a port shoulder, but I want to say it's around there. Yeah, just gonna be there a while.
Well, I'm only set the pit to 250, so everywhere else, the people, everything, well, if you read the experts online, they're all like, you know, at the 8 or 9 mark, wrap it and turn it up to 275. Yeah, what do they know? I usually wrap it once it just stops climbing. That'll help get it through the slump. But you could also just burn more fuel and leave it on there longer. But I'm usually like up till midnight smoking it anyway. So I'm usually pulling off at about midnight. So waiting even longer just makes me stay up later. Oh, geez. Or look at the gap here, another 10 or 20 minutes. Yeah, let's see, it just went to 180. It's not slow, but it's still, you know, every 10 minutes or so, it moves a degree up. So, yeah, it's triggering going between 188 and 189 right now. But then again, I'm at hour, this is going to be 10. Yeah, we're coming up on 10 hours now. Yeah, for me it's usually about 12-ish hours, somewhere around there. But does the app do a graph over time, or is it only a live read? The trigger app only does a real-time read. My meter probe, you know, that does all the graphing on that, but I didn't feel like getting the block out and putting that probe in there. I should have, but I was like, no, the meter probe should be, because I was like, it's going to go all night. I just wanted to have one single probe, but I would have put the meter block probe in there. It would have done the graphing over time and all that fun jazz.
Yeah, it seems like that'd be something pretty easy for Trigger to do. Just need to even do it locally, you know, save it on the device.
The master's calling. Group meter network owner. WSM.
So about his all new all star network. Did you get it to work, Sean?
Immediately.
I'm uploading to it now. Open spot's working fine, except for on 89, of course. But I haven't got the pie star to work yet.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised I don't let you do more than one call sign on the repeater, but that's weird.
Well, as soon as I changed it to W8FUC, it let me have both. So one is B and one is C.
I want to say in the Pi Star, you got to change that to C also.
Good morning. 0900 hours. Sunny. 77 degrees.
All right, well, the open spot's working, except for 89, of course, right? We know, but that's nothing to do with it. And the Pi Star appears to be working, and it's talking to me. It's telling me what I'm doing. It says link 2 and 030 and 01 and I'm talking to it, it's talking to me and all that stuff, but I got no traffic, where if I go to the open spot, reflector 30, all sorts of traffic. So I know there's traffic, I'm just, it's not somehow getting to my Pi Star.
Are you running both at the same time?
I am, but they're on different frequencies and all that. I mean, the only thing, you know, that would be they'd both be at the same IP, I guess.
I wonder if, like, the open spot is taking the registration for the one, and when the Pi Star is going active, it's not, doesn't have a terminal or whatever they call it. So, because you can do more than just the space and the Z registration, so I'm wondering if it's taking up your space or your Z, whatever one of it is, and then you're not able to get in there.
Well, I turned off the open spot, and guess what's working now?
So user error?
Well, you can call that user error, but I can do that with every other mode and every other thing I've got. I've got multiple hotspots running here all the time. And why two hotspots can't run D-Star when they've got different frequencies, different... I even, you know, their BC thing, I even took care of that. And it's clearly working. So, yeah, user error, right.
Yeah, it's that registration thing. So you can go in there and add another terminal or whatever. I don't know if it would be the... I think you might just need to do a different letter, but you can add another one in there and they will both work.
All I know is all these people say, oh, D-Star, it's so easy. You just do this and that. Bullshit. D-Star is the most harebrained, ridiculously confused... Got to have the right number of spaces, got to have the right letter, you can't have two at the same time, you know. I don't want to hear it. D-Star is ridiculous. I don't even know why I'm experimenting with this.
What's the new shiny toy?
I've had D-Star on my 9700 for a long time. I don't know.
Hey, Sean, slowly, what reflector are you on?
Right now, 30. But I can go anywhere now. I'm Superman.
Because I can talk to you on 89C, because I can hit the DRO repeater on 89C.
That's the one reflector you can't get on.
Yeah, my hotspot won't be on 89C. Talking, I was playing around. I could hit, and even though I don't have a D-Star radio, my hotspot would give me permission to anything right away. Boom, I was in instantly before it even got done reconfiguring, except for 89C. It says acknowledged by server or something like that, but nothing changed, nothing lit up.
I just switched to 24 Charlie. WNFU.
All I know is XREF 239 Alpha is the place to be.
It won't let me link to that.
It's probably because I moved it and then the IP address got changed. Yeah, D-Star sucks.
You know, when you got Fusion, where all a person has to do is just dial up the frequency and punch a button, D-Star is a pretty tough sell in my book. But don't get me going on D-Star again. I'm trying to be good. I'm trying to get on.
Just not worth the effort. KF8S.
W8FU.
Alright. W8FSM off the phone.
So are pretty much all the links to the old 2075 broken right now?
I'm sorry, what?
I say pretty much anything pointing to 2075 is broken now, right?
I turned off 2075.
All right, remember I had that script that I wrote, you know, that my buddy wrote. Nah, I didn't write it, but that allowed me to embed 2075 in the FBI Allman. I'm going to have to doctor that. I don't know. I think there was something on your end, some sort of permission.
Oh, yeah, there's a few things. So when I get back, back inside, I'm going to sit down to all that Almon stuff and finish that migration now that this is done here. And then, yeah, so yeah, you're a little, it'll look broken on your side for a little bit until I get the rest of it done here today. And how much is done today? Sitting at 194, so I got 10 or 11 more degrees to go, so probably another hour or so.
Oh, I don't care. You do whatever you got to do. If it's broke, it's broke. I just wanted to be sure I understood what was going on. And, yeah, you'll get to it when you get to it, obviously. No problem.
Another thing I noticed on the Almon 3 is it's like saying that the hub is transmitting from telemetry all the time. So I don't know if I need to restart it or what, but I just noticed that it's saying that, you know, the new hub is, the new MI-1 hub is just sitting there transmitting telemetry, so I don't know. It all needs to get a reboot, maybe. I did change the scripts on your hub, so instead of, you know, so that it auto-connects to the new one, and then the disconnect-reconnect ones, those two scripts I made for that, for the Sunday night net, those are switched to for you.
Right. The rest is just eye candy. No big deal. So, cool. All right. I did go into the FBI HTML file and did a find and replace to the new node number, but we're probably going to change that back because I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Yeah, because I think what I'm going to... What I'm gonna on the new, because there's two, there's an old what I called RSS. So the old RSS VM was Debian or Ubuntu 20, and I'm like, well, the new Almon 3 required the newer libraries. So I was like, well, let me just, it says Almon 3 has to be on Debian, but I'm like, well, Ubuntu is Debian, so why don't I just do a release upgrade on it to 22? So Ubuntu 22. Yeah, the upgrade went. It didn't go right, so it kind of hosed it. So I'm like, well, let me spin up a new VM. So I spun up a new Debian 12, I spun up a new Debian 12 VM yesterday, and I put Almon 3 on it, and that's what I was playing with. I'm like, okay, this is working. All right, so now I just need to move, I bet you if I move the Almon 2 files to this, because the VM has to be on the same IP address as, you know, where it makes the other connects out. So I'm like, if I move the rest of the stuff off of the old RSS VM to this new Debian 12, I bet you I could probably get both versions set up. So there'll be some changes to that, but it's kind of where my brain is right now with it. But I wanted, then my brain was like, oh, let's get the hub going.
Hours.
I wanted to at least get one hub going with its, archiving and the things that we normally run on the hubs. Archiving, streaming, and then the audio files are in a different spot too, so I had to make some changes for the audio, like the node names and all that stuff. Stuff that we're going to run into when I start doing full nodes.
Man, I'll tell you, the maintenance on this, so I'm having a little, I do like the 3, I like a lot about it, but, there's a few bugs, but I think it's our job to be first adopters so that we can flush those bugs out. If not us, who?
Well, I even opened up and had commentary on GitHub about one of the issues with the archiving last month, and they were like, "Yeah, it is doing that." Oh, well, let's do it this. What if we did this and this? I said, "I think that'll cover everything." So. They responded to me on GitHub.
Well, I mean, and that's what I mean. If not us, who? We're deep into these things, into the under the hood. So we might as well just adopt early and go, because we're gonna find crap. We're gonna find crap. You know it. It's gonna be a pain, but oh well. At least I've got a new coloring book.
And it looks like, so it was an ARDC grant that did all this, and paid for this. and they actually rewrote the, even the USB channel drivers. That's why the audio is different. People are saying, oh, the audio is better. Well, yeah, so it's using a wider audio codec on the USB interface. So for CAN USB, or for simple USB and CAN radio and all that. So, yeah, it's why people are like, oh, it sounds better. But then they also ran into, and they're working on this. This was another issue so far, was the audio trans, because it's that, the values don't always translate. Even I've noticed, like, ooh, I need to probably crank my transmit volume up a little bit right now because it is not on the simplex nodes here. The output is not the same as before, even though the values are the same. So I'm going to have to crank those up a little. But it looks like it's only going to affect, you know, it's only going to affect CAN USB because our TCMs are done on themselves. You know what I mean? So, yeah. More things.
Speaking of audio, oh yeah, I gotta crank this. Wow.
And I think they have an idea on how to address the USB issue as well too. They're testing two other things right now before they commit those things, it looks like.
I don't know if you watched Dave and Don from over here, who initially, you know, started some dialogue on that stuff, and you know, and then you get all the bozos coming in. Oh well, it's because of the dongle you've been using for years, you know, flawlessly with AllStar 2.0 and the old drivers. It's because that device doesn't, you know, it's that device. Okay, the device I've been using for years, you know, flawlessly with AllStar 2. Yeah, it's the device.
So that's why you stay. I stay out of the. I don't know where that, where did that ever happen. I was like, you go to GitHub and just do it in GitHub, not on the Book of Face.
Oh yeah, right. I mean, it was there. So you know, of course, you get every Tom, Dick, and Harry that's got an opinion. You know, and they're not even listening to the question, and they're like, you know, I don't know, flexing some minuscule muscle they think they have or something like that on some topic. I don't know. The whole Facebook experience is a joke. You're right. Yeah, if you want serious people that'll seriously, you know, smack you down or support you on something, and at least you'll know. Yeah, go right to the GitHub. Go to the source. Literally.
Well, then there's a barrier to entry, and you know, you'll actually, you know, they haven't kicked me out yet, so we'll see. So you finally catch on who I am.
Just say I'm a kinder, gentler FF.
It literally says my name in the GitHub profile and everything. It's like, okay. So, and, you know, Dad's name is my name, so, and his name is your name, too. Dad's like, well, maybe they didn't know it. I said, Dad, your email address is at the same domain as mine. Same name. I mean, come on.
Well, there you go. Perfect. So, back in. And you know what? You got a ton of experience to bring the light on this. So, good asset for them to take heed of if they can get over your pointing out obvious problems. They don't seem to like when you point things out that are problematic. So, it'll last until you find something else that is problematic that they're not willing to fix.
I think it'll last until certain board members figure out who it is. But, hey, they want to go after somebody like that. It's a whole other thing. So, anyways, if you look at where the current node number is, so I have already got two, three, four, five, six going up like that. So two is going to be VH, you know, I'm following the MI1 is the UHF network, MI2 is the PHF network, MI3 is the 220 network. So that was the following behind that. So those would change as well, too.
This is so weird. This is my little Sherry Pie Hot note.
Yeah, right. I mean, it was there. So, you know, of course you get a town they can hear you. It's got an opinion. You know.
Wow. I've never seen delay of this level.
That's some fun delay I'm hearing in the background. I thought you were listening to a MP3 stream.
That's what I thought. It's coming out of my node.
Yeah, go right to the GitHub.
Over my little HD.
Literally.
This is so weird. Okay, I'm going to do a mark.
Help. There's a barrier to entry.
GOP. I've never seen a delay of this magnitude.
They haven't kicked me out yet, so we'll see.
Okay, so it is 10:09.
Good.
Let's see. I'll do it at the 10:10 mark. I'll leave a note just to see how long it is.
So I have seen this happen before with certain nodes when they don't unkey. And I say that because sometimes during the HF net, sometimes there'll be it doesn't time it right when it keys. I think the squelch doesn't drop. And you get that occasion where a certain node will be off time, like it'll be delayed. Your Sharia note earlier was dead keying to the hub, just so you know as well, too. Like, for many a minutes.
Okay, 10:10 and 10 seconds. All right, I just wanted to put that mark in there. So when I finally hear it, I can see how long this delay is. But, yeah, I saw that, so I'm probably going to either switch this one back to ASL2 or just back to ham VoIP for now. Until, because it's, I don't know why I did that earlier. Just all of a sudden it was transmitting. I have no idea why. And that's my Pi 3 Sherry Pi hat. I've got a Pi 4 Sherry Pi hat. I'm going to try that one as well and see what if that one's giving me any grief. Probably. All right, anyhow. Oh, my God, I can't wait to see how long this is. We haven't even started discussing this stream yet. God.
That's nuts.
Okay, I'm just coming over my node now, and I'm noticing. Just now. Notice.
Wow. It's gotta be like, what, 2 minutes?
I said I'm gonna leave a mark, it's coming up.
And I say that because sometimes during the HF net, sometimes there'll be it doesn't time it right when I think the squelch doesn't drop. And you get that occasion where a certain node will be off time, like it'll be delayed. Your Sharia node earlier was dead keying to the hub, just so you know as well, too. Like, for many a minute.
Okay, 10:10 and 10 seconds.
All right, I just wanted to put that
4 minutes.
Holy crap. Alright, I'll be right back. WF Sound. Michelle's out here.
Alright, let me hit a few. Testing, 1, 2, 3. WABES. Bruce, you listening here? W-8-F-U.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Partly sunny. 81 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, cloudy, 83 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, cloudy, 82 degrees.
W8FU.
Awful quiet out there, NAMCD.
What's up, Jimbo? How you been?
Oh, preparing to go out in the heat. I got a drain of water at the wash station and other odds and ends. The dogs had one woodchuck that she's been terrorizing that see if it moves down, and a few other things around the farm here to do. And it's supposed to rain tomorrow, so I want to kill some grass and weeds around the barn, so I have to get the sprayer ready to go, spray before it rains.
Yeah, it looks like maybe there's some rain moving in, so I'd get on that. How'd field day go? Did it? I haven't been out at your place in a number of years for field. I haven't been anywhere for field day in a number of years. I know it's quite a bit smaller than I remember it, but was it still good time?
Yeah, they ran 5 alpha. It's nothing like in the past, but they do have a good time. It was a good time on that sort of stuff. Very small scale, but went well at on that sort of thing. At the big excitement Saturday night, the person hit the power pole down the street. I don't know if it was a drunk or what, but I didn't go down and investigate. Didn't find out how bad it was. But the great thing is the Sheriff Patrol put a report in. They had DT check their pole. Lo and behold, that morning while they were down checking that pole, I had a squirrel decide to test out how well he's insulated. He blew my pole fuse for the power, so I wandered down and saw those guys, and I got my fuse changed to the transformer in 15 minutes, where my neighbor waited a day and a half to get the fuse changed where Bird got it, but it blew up the squirrel pretty good.
Oh, yeah, we used to have that down the street from me. Guy raised pigeons. And, you know, at least a couple times a year you'd hear, bam, you know, and then you go down the street and you just see feathers on the ground. You know, we're all packed across the fuse or whatever. It was hilarious. I mean, not for the bird, but, and we haven't had that. I think they came out and they changed the, you know, the spacing or something. They kind of, and it doesn't happen anymore. Although I don't think the guys, the old guys doing the birds anymore, so. Could be that as much as anything. But 5 alpha sounds good. That's not a bad showing. I mean, you know, I don't know we're going to ever get back to 22 alpha days, you know. And some of the stations when we were running, you know, them outrageous number of stations were, you know, good for what, a couple of contacts? I think Ron would run like a space station, and at that time, you know, you'd get like 2 contacts. But you get the multiplier, right? But anyhow, 5 alpha is a good solid... number. I didn't do anything. Last year I dabbled a little bit from home and contributed to a group effort, but didn't do nothing this year. I've been doing a lot of other radio projects, and you know, that's kept me my extra radio time's been pretty much focused there, so I haven't turned much on outside of that. W8FU.
Yeah, so I'm trying to pick up the pace. Now that I'm retired, I have not done nearly half the radio. I've only gotten a couple larks in the parks in. I should be there every Wednesday, but my wife plans something for every Wednesday or Tuesday on that sort of thing. She's got to go to physical therapy all the time, stuff for, she wanted having the back surgery and wound up paralyzed, so they're still working on getting her walking again. So that's a full-time project. But, next year, just sneak in 4 or 5 hours on that sort of thing. It was pretty good. We get a couple RVs, which I got a couple spaces with full hookup. And a couple of you take to other places to park. And it worked out really good. No big kitchen running, so you're going to have to fend for yourself. But they did order pizza one night, and that went over pretty good. But, yeah, it was fun. It was good. It was low-key. A little less work for me. I still have to cut grass and stuff. I had different grass cutters set up for that, and that didn't go very well. Not at all. We got it knocked down, but not like I'd like to have it knocked down. I didn't realize grass cutting, we have 3 different people involved, how complex it is trying to get them all going the right direction on that sort of thing. And each one of them is a story and a half in itself.
Oh, yeah, well, a lot to cut there. Hey, that's new, Circle K. Huh, never noticed that before down here in the city, going down to Cattleman's. But I'm sorry to hear about your wife. That's too bad. Hopefully they can get her straightened out. My wife has had some problems with her legs and knees in particular. She had some surgery and still a lot of pain, and you know, trying to get that through that, and then maybe get the other one done. She's walking better. I know she don't like the pain, but she's getting around a lot better. And we get the other one done, you know, and then everything just kind of compounds from there. Get them moving, and then you know, it's like, you know, when they say motion's a lotion, that's the truth, man. That's the best way to get out of pain is get moving. But what is this joker going to do? Is he literally going to try to turn in front? No, okay. He just forgot to turn his blinker off. But anyhow, yeah, so hopefully you guys get that worked out. And what else was I going to mention there? Oh, your trip, your train trip. That's got to be, do you do that every year? Is that coming up, or was that just a one-shot deal last year?
No, I used to do that twice a year, more than that. Right now, it's back surgery, I can't, you know, she's not walking, so she can't take care of herself. But yeah, I've been doing it Amtrak for near 25 years, and I, you know, I can tell you how to get to Reno from here, or here to Laughlin or Vegas, or here to Atlantic City. You might see a pattern developing there, but it's a fun deal on the radio. If you go on the QRZ and check out the page, you can see the radio I use, the antenna I gave on that sort of stuff. And you use the 400. You know, the neat thing about it, it's got the spectrum. I see what's busy, where to go, and run the APRS so people know where I'm at. But from here to Reno is my favorite trip. I have about 200 frequencies stored in the radio, in A channel, as a repeater. So as I move along the trip, I keep moving up memory channels. So that's kind of fun. And entertainment on the train. A lot of kids like to sit around and listen to hear what me talking to people. And then on the other band, I have the Amtrak frequencies or the train frequencies. In case something happens, I get to eavesdrop on that too. So at one of the trips, somebody piled up concrete blocks, and we ran into it. Who knew they had AAA for trains?
Yeah, no kidding. So, well, that's that always sounded fun, and. You won't be able to go if you can't leave your wife right now, so you have to postpone it. Holy cow, this place is packed. I decided to come to Cattleman's here today, and wow, they got a lot of people here. But, got to find a parking space. Good grief. Anyhow, with that, I do want to ask you a few questions about that whole trip.
find out how long it takes and all that good stuff. I'd love to do that. But right now I got to find a parking space. I got to fight with all the people here at the Cattlemen's. Must be all the people that didn't plan for the 4th of July coming to get their burgers.
Yeah, it's a 2.5-day trip. Yeah, I can give you all the secrets of Amtrak, how to do it for cheap and different things like that, and all the different ways of doing it. There's some real clever stuff you can do along the route and what you can do on that. And there's plenty of YouTube videos. The most scenic ride you want to do is take from, I go from Troy, Michigan, or you can go from Port Huron, but Troy's my favorite spot. And here, it could take you to Chicago, then you switch trains, and you get on the long-haul train. And that takes you right to Reno and that sort of stuff. Then you Uber to whatever hotel or casino you want to go to, and it's real quick. But, yeah, I give you the secrets to that. I've been known to drink all the Heineken beer up on the train, but yeah, I can give you all the different things. And food on the train is very expensive, but if you go with the sleeper, which your wife would like, because you get to take a shower every day, the food's included. It's like about $100 a night for your hotel room. Worth it. Okay, I'll let you battle for your parking space, and more than happy to talk about it anytime at AMCD.
Okay, and just a closing note, I don't know what repeater you're on, 2-6, but, you know, we got that one right up by you, the 2075, right there in Romeo, and then we put one up recently in Richmond, 2.625, and that ought to be booming in for you, so you got three different ways in the system here, if you want to look around and horse around with that. All right, Jim, I'll catch you later. It's a pleasure as always, and we'll look for you again. I'm parked. I'm going to get inside. W8 if you...
Okay, yeah, I'm on the 75. Okay, talk to you later. At AMCD.
W8FU.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 82 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 80 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 79 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 80 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. cloudy. 80 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy, 77 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, cloudy, 78 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, mostly cloudy, 75 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, mostly cloudy, 74 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, mostly cloudy, 72 degrees.